All right, guys, welcome back to Truth Hurts Radio. Your host, Charlie Giuliani. We've got Bruce calling in from Georgia. Still there, Bruce?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. What were you saying before the break?
Well, the point I wanted to bring up, the topic I wanted to bring up for you was I went over and talked to my best friend's wife and asked if she'd heard from her husband yet. She said, yeah, he called yesterday, and he's real sick. His new fob, the post that he's at over there in Iraq right now, he's just been there 4 or 5 weeks, and it's protecting a power plant along a river about 40 or 50 miles south of Baghdad. And he said he can literally walk to the perimeter fence and throw a rock and hit the power plant. And everybody on the post right now has got some kind of respiratory problem. He's real bad sick with his lungs and everything.
That's your DU for you.
And they've already, they just got there 4 weeks ago. They've got another 18 months to go. And they've already posted in their VA files that they're going to get 10% disability. And they're getting extra pay because of these hazardous things. And I've been seeing, they're doing a lot of research into the depleted uranium that we've been using for several years now. And the effects that are starting to show from that with the babies that are being born deformed. Our boys are coming home sick.
Yeah, just like with Iraq 1, here we go again. Even worse now because a lot more has been dumped, of course.
Yeah, it's a nuclear war without the fancy mushroom cloud.
Yeah.
And we're just ignoring it. One thing that I've noticed, I've only lived in this army town for about 16, 17 months now. I just moved here. That I come from Cocoa Beach in the Orlando area. And, you know, just everyday people and an everyday environment, you see people on crutches all the time. You see wheelchairs all over the place, right?
Yeah.
You don't see that in this town. It's almost non-existent. I think I've seen one guy with an ankle brace in the year that I've lived here and one old lady at Walmart in a wheelchair. And it's amazing that this being an army town, it's like, there's no VA hospital here. And I look at these numbers of about 4,000 troops now that we've lost. And there's just something strange about those numbers, the way they're playing with them. I've heard of a lot of different things about how they count those numbers. Like if you make it to the helicopter and they can get legs up, they can just get off the ground. You don't count.
Oh, yeah.
If you come home and end up getting a tumor because of this depleted uranium you've been playing with for the last 4 years. That's not a concept.
Well, you know, there's been a great many that have died on the way to the German hospital or in the German hospital. They don't count because they didn't die in Iraq. That's how they get away with that.
The numbers that I'm hearing are in the high 60s, 70s, and even as high as 80,000.
Yeah,
that's
what I've been hearing.
Like this throw.
Wouldn't surprise me. And then you don't hear anything about the Iraqi casualties. I'm talking civilian casualties. You know, if you come right down to it, any casualty in Iraq right now could be called civilian casualties, even if they're, you know, these radical groups or militant. It doesn't matter. Yeah, none of those people are guilty of anything.
They count
against
them the same
UN.
Way they counted them in Vietnam.
So they're all innocent. Yeah.
If they're dead, you count them as an insurgent. And they're easier.
And you know, there's Bush telling reporters they can't be present with their cameras taking pictures as they're unloading the coffins, you know, because, of course, the numbers wouldn't coincide with what they're feeding us.
Well, I just wanted to call and let you know that, Charles. I'm on my way to Valdosta to have Thanksgiving with my mom.
So, all right. Well, hey, have a good one. Appreciate the call.
Right, you have a good day, sir, and I appreciate your show. Keep it up.
You bet.
Yeah, God bless you, sir. Bye.
Yeah, you too, man. Yeah, there you go, guys. It's starting already. You know, it's like the people who were part of the cleanup crew at Ground Zero, you know, they're all dying left and right now of cancer. I had one on one of the first shows I did back in April when I started on RBN. I had, I got to call him. I hear he's not doing too good. Maybe get him on, the poor man, get him on one more time. I forget his name now. I got it written down. But, an Italian guy. Son of a gun, his name slips me now. But, you know, he's... he's a member of that John Feel Society. That's the only reason why he's gotten help finally now is John Feel has, you know, gotten financial assistance for him. But, you know, him and hundreds of other guys have deadly terminal Hodgkin's lymphoma. All right, guys, short break again. Stick with us. We'll be right back.
Ah. heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear. And here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
The Healing Formula is an all-natural, patent-pending wound and skin care formula developed mainly for the treatment of pressure sores and diabetic ulcers. The formula was developed by a home caregiver with more than 30 years' experience. We use the finest ingredients available, including certified organic aloe vera gel with all the beneficial enzymes intact and food-grade hydrogen peroxide. The Healing Formula works from the inside out, oxygenating the affected area, stopping the spread of infection, and decreasing pain while promoting healing. Call 1-800-357-2944 or visit HealingFormula.com. The Healing Formula has proven effective in other areas of skin care as well, such as abrasions, rashes, and the treatment of pyorrhea, gingivitis, ear infections, and much more. The Healing Formula comes with an unconditional money-back guarantee if you're not completely satisfied. We offer a free sample to all nursing homes, home caregivers, and nurses. It is our sincere hope that the Healing Formula will help you or your loved ones to avoid any more unnecessary pain. Call 1-800-357-2944 or visit HealingFormula.com.
Hey guys, welcome back to Two Thirds Radio. Your host, Charlie Giuliani. Hey, if you're looking for another great Christmas gift in addition to Aaron Russo's DVD Freedom Fascism, or if you want to get one of my books from Lulu.com, another great idea is find your way over to Barnes & Noble and pick up the George W. Bush Voodoo Doll Kit. I'm not kidding, they have such a thing. I was in there the other day. They have a Hillary Clinton one, too. Heck, I might get one of each. I might actually give some out as Christmas gifts. It's pretty funny. It's got instructions on the back, you know, how to do it. now, how come Homeland Security isn't arresting the manufacturer of this product? I'm surprised. I mean, isn't that violent radicalization? Anyway, I was cracking up looking at it. A bunch of people were coming over and laughing. We were talking about it. Anyway. We got another caller, Mike in Pennsylvania. Welcome to the show, Mike.
Hello, Charles, can you hear me?
Loud and clear.
Oh, very good. Welcome back. We missed you.
Yeah, took a little hiatus there.
Okay, very good. Yes, and in relation to your...
I hope I don't get a hiatus hernia now. Oh, boy. Okay. They get worse all the time, these jokes. Go ahead.
Yeah, very good. In relation to your... treaties on Yugoslavia there, the travesties that were drew upon those people. They also used depleted uranium on those souls over there, too.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah,
people in Greece were getting cancer because the winds were carrying the DU into northern Greece. They had a huge surge in tumors in the early 2000s.
Yeah, that's Nikolov's Don root line over there in Macedonia.
Oh, is he Greek?
No, sir, he's Macedonian.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah, that's true.
That's right next door.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But I was calling to welcome you back. You know, I do believe Poppy Bush, 41 there, gave the answers to who this so-called New World Order is. Because you will, if you listen to one of his public speeches there, I think it was before Congress, and he said that they are going to try to fulfill the dreams of the founders of the United Nations. And come on,
yeah.
Charles, who was the founders of the UN? Was it the Chinese? Was it the Africans? Was it South America people? No, Charles, it wasn't. So that really cuts down the category there then, doesn't it?
Well, he even stated that we now need to pledge allegiance to the UN Charter.
Well, you know what, Charles? There's other talk show hosts out there trying to purport that they're just about everywhere. This New World Order thing is just one polarization. But I hate to tell these people, it's multipolar. They can see what the original founders of the UN are up to, and they really don't like it. They know what they're up to.
Oh yeah. Oh, yeah.
Exactly. It is multipolar. Oh, it's just not this one big all-seeing eye that likes to have you to... yes, they do have their fingers in many things and have for quite a while, but I think we can get the answers from Poppy Bush about who... He said they're going to try to fulfill the dream of the founders of the UN. Charles, who founded the UN? You know as well as I do.
1,000 points of light.
Yes, it's the same ones that injected the Israeli government into Palestine to control the oil flow, was it not?
Sure.
That is the UN, and there's other factions on this globe that know that who founded the UN, and I pray they help us all. But welcome back, Charles, and... thank you, John and Sandra. Folks, let's support RBN because this is one of the absolute last bastions of freedom. Welcome back, Charles. Hope to keep hearing from you.
All right. Thanks, Mike. Thanks for the call. Call anytime. All right, guys. I thought I heard some music there as though we were going to break, but I guess not. I'm just hearing things. Anyway, hey, good news for those who have been hearing me typing in the background. Won't be doing that too much over the next week. Did a number on my finger Saturday. Oh, man, I tell you. Here's a little safety tip for you. When you're opening a package, do not use a sharp knife. If you do, actually, the knife wasn't even sharp. It did have serrated edges on it, but it's a butter knife, for crying out loud. But, you know, even a butter knife can cut you open. Don't think because it's not sharp that it won't do a number on you. Oh, boy, oh, boy. And when you do, if you do use, hopefully, a dull butter knife, make sure that you don't have any appendages in the path of that knife should it slip, because that's just what happened to me. And let me tell you, it hurt like a son of a gun. Oh, man, I got this huge bandage on my little left pinky here. Man, that was just unbelievably painful. And, you know, it's funny, my girlfriend was out here in August, and she got shingles. I had to take her to the hospital. Then she comes out here the past couple weeks. She just left yesterday. And I wound up going to the hospital. She's going to be coming out in February again for Valentine's Day. I told her, I says, geez, you better make sure. I'm afraid, you know, who's going to go to the hospital this time? Geez, what in the heck's going on? Anyway, I did survive. We got 5 stitches. And I have to say, they've come a long way since the last time I did this back in 84. I cut my thumb on a meat slicer, and I wanted to slap that doctor around. I felt everything. He stuck the Novocaine needle right in the wound to begin with. I mean, that was just an absolute nightmare. And then it didn't even numb my thumb. I felt every stitch going in. It was just, I'm telling you, I felt like it was in, Now I know how those Guantanamo people feel. Seriously, it was torture. It was just absolute hell. So that's what I was dreading. It wasn't even the pain of the cut itself. I was like shaky and lightheaded. My face was turning pale because I was dreading the stitches. I thought it was going to be like that all over again, but no, nothing doing. I have to say, they did a good job. They numbed me from the base of the finger with the Novocaine, and then I tell you, he could have cut that finger right off. I wouldn't have felt a thing. It was absolutely, it was great. Good job. Anyway, but luckily my girlfriend was there holding my hand through it because I'm a big baby when it comes to that stuff. I don't do pain. Sorry. If the human race had to depend on me to have babies, we'd be extinct in no time. I don't do pain. Anyway, enough of that. But, yeah, do be careful, folks. When you open your mail, don't do like I did. Don't think, nah, this is a dull knife. I don't have to worry. I don't have to be cautious. Oh, you do. Boy, that hurt. Anyway, let me go on with this article here. We got another 15 minutes or so, then we'll be bringing the guest on. Howard Zinn, guys. Got to get his book, People's History of the United States. It's a classic. Anyway, let me continue with this quote. This is from Ted Koppel's Nightline, just a couple weeks before the current Iraq war had broken out. The article continues, in a report just before the 2000 election that would bring Bush to power, the group, Project New American Century, predicted, by the way, September of 2000 is when this came out. This is the new Rebuilding America's Defenses report. Predicted that the shift would come about slowly unless there were some catastrophic and catalyzing event like a new Pearl Harbor. Oh, they weren't too subtle there now, were they? And conveniently, 9/11 came along and, you know, you had Bush, you had Cheney, you had Ashcroft, on and on and on, all referring to 9/11 as a great opportunity. Oh, they loved that. Anyway, the quote continues, that event came on September 11, 2001. By that time, Cheney was vice president, Rumsfeld was secretary of defense, and Wolfowitz, his deputy at the Pentagon. I hope I'm still coming in. Maybe you can let me know back at the office. You guys still hearing me? Because I did hear a weird click sound, and now my phone was ringing. Uh-oh. I guess I did get cut off. Great. Oh, boy. Answer me in the text. All right, bye. Sorry about that, guys. I guess I didn't get cut off. Oh, well. Anyways. Carrie fell asleep back at the office. That's it. She's going to get it later. Anyway, continue on with this quote. That event came on September 11, 2001. By that time, Cheney... Okay, I read that part. The next morning, before it was even clear who was behind the attacks, Rumsfeld insisted at a cabinet meeting that Saddam's Iraq should be, quote, a principal target of the first round of war against terrorism, according to Bob Woodward's book, Bush at War. So here you had Rumsfeld, who, of course, is a major player in the PNAC group, calling for war in Iraq and how it needs to be a primary target in the war on terror. Think about that, guys. This is, you know, within 24 hours of the attacks, and here he is calling for war in Iraq. There wasn't any evidence to even connect Saddam at that point, and there never has been, you know, since then either. And there never will be, because Saddam had, or Osama, I should say, Osama had nothing to do with it. But here they are, trying to make a connection with Saddam. Why? Because they wanted to go to war in Iraq. And so he's, you know, Bush even admitted, they've all admitted, there was no connection between 9/11 and Saddam. But it didn't matter. They were hell-bent on going in there, and that's all there was to it. They were going to do it, whether people liked it or not. Oh, anyway, the article continues. What started as a theory in 1997 was now on its way to becoming official U.S. foreign policy. And I guess that's our break cue. So stick with us, guys. We've got a few more minutes of this, and then we'll be bringing the guest on. Be right back. Wash your heart and
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions Frequency Instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Hey guys, welcome back to Two Thirds Radio. It's your host, Charlie Giuliani. We're going to be having a guest on here in a few minutes after the next break. In the meantime, I'm hoping I can get through just the rest of this quote anyway, and then pick up probably Friday. All right, guys. It continues on here. Some critics of the Bush administration's foreign policy, especially in Europe, have portrayed PNAC as, in the words of Scotland's Sunday Herald, a secret blueprint for U.S. global domination. Well, it's a blueprint for global domination, all right, but it's not for the U.S. They're dismantling the U.S., guys. Not that, a U.S. empire would be more preferable to the one we're actually in the middle of, but it's not about the U.S. If it was, why would they be ripping the country apart, tearing apart its economy? Merging us with Canada and Mexico. It's not a U.S. empire they're building, guys. It's a global empire that will turn every country into a third world nation, us included, drive the populace into absolute desperate poverty so the elites will control everything, have all money and power concentrated in their hands. That's what this is. The group, continues the article here, the group was never secret about its aims. In its 1998 open letter to Clinton, it openly advocated unilateral U.S. action against Iraq. The group's thinking stemmed from the principles of Ronald Reagan, a strong America, a morally grounded foreign policy. Morally grounded. Oh, gag me. That defeated American that defended American security. Well, it actually defeated it. That was a better choice of words. Defended American security and American globalist interests. I put the word globalist in there. But, you know, when it says American interests, that's what it is. It's the globalist interests. It's not for America. Anyway, in reports, speeches, papers, and books, they published for an aggressive foreign policy to defend U.S., again, globalist interests around the globe. Clinton did order airstrikes against Iraq in 1998, but through the rest of his presidency and the beginning of Bush's, America's containment policy for Saddam lay dormant until September 2001. Before 9/11, this group could not win over the president to this extravagant image of what, again, globalist foreign policy required, said Ian Lustick, a Middle East expert at the University of Pennsylvania. After 9/11, it was able to benefit from the gigantic eruption of political capital, combined with the supply of military preponderance in the hands of the president. And this small group, therefore, was able to gain direct contact and even control now of the White House. You know, for people who say, they just took advantage of 9/11, but 9/11 was done by terrorists. They just took advantage of the political climate. I mean, that's what this is saying here. This is supposed to represent the worst extreme you can go to in opposing Bush. They just took advantage of the situation. Took advantage of it! He just quoted from the PNAC document that said we're going to need a new Pearl Harbor type event. They wanted the war. They needed an excuse for it. Look at the pattern here, folks. The U.S. has been doing this for decades in conjunction with the U.N., coming up with phony pretexts to sucker us into these wars. And, of course, it's not just about wars. 9/11 was about grabbing power here at home, taking away our constitutional rights and freedoms. On it goes. Finally, the article continues, like other critics, Lustick paints PNAC in conspiratorial tones. This group, what I call the tom-tom beaters, have set an agenda and have made the president feel that he has to live up to their definitions of manliness, their definitions of success and fear, their definitions of failure. So there you go. I mean, that was Nightline, guys. That was a mainstream report. That's why, you know, I found it very interesting to have read that. You know, it sounds like something that you would hear on a Patriot radio network like RBN. Yet this was Ted Koppel coming out with this. Of course, he fell short of saying 9/11 was an inside job, but enough information was provided there for you to put that together for yourself. And I wonder if Ted Koppel himself really is ignorant of it. I don't see how he could be. He saw that they wanted a new Pearl Harbor, and then when 9/11 came along, conveniently, bang, that was the excuse for the war. Come on, folks. He knows. Proof that the Bush crowd had plans to invade Iraq very early on is actually overwhelming. Here's yet another compelling piece of evidence. The Sunday Herald reported on January 11, 2004, that Paul O'Neill, Bush's former Treasury Secretary, revealed that, quote, the president took office in January 2001 fully intending to invade Iraq and desperate to find an excuse for preemptive war against Saddam Hussein. So there you go. We see the same thing being portrayed here by a former Bush administration official. They just needed the excuse. This was their intention from the start. They just needed a reason. Always, guys, that's been the case every time this country has gone to war. Recall that initially, in order to drum up public support for the 2003 war against Iraq, the idea was proposed that Saddam was somehow involved in the 9/11 terrorist plot. The USA Today website reported on September 17, 2003, most Americans suspect that Saddam Hussein was somehow connected to the September 11, 2001 attacks, polls show. And, of course, Bush himself later had to admit, well, yeah, no, there was no connection there. But this is the illusion they created, whatever it took, just to get us involved. Once in there, it didn't matter what the public knew or didn't know or found out about, as long as it could get us in there. All right, guys, I'll pick up with this, I guess, on Friday. Stick with us. We'll be right back with Howard Zinn.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
It's not a matter of if, but when. If it happens, you want to be ready to give your loved ones a fighting chance. Do not rely on someone else to come through for you at a time when it could be about life and death. Your best chance is Safe Castle Royal, the premier crisis preparedness buyers club out there. Members get everything at rock-bottom pricing with at least 20% off everything in our store all the time and free shipping to the lower 48. Emergency storage food, prefab shelters and safe rooms, and hundreds of other essential products will get you through the toughest of times. Right now you can join the club for only $10, a one-time lifetime fee that gets you some of the best prices anywhere on preparedness products. Please use the coupon code Club Radio when joining to receive your special membership price. Do it now. Go to safecastleroyal.com. That's safecastleroyal.com. Sign up and use the Club Radio coupon code or call 1-877-673-2394 and be on your way to peace of mind that comes with being prepared.
Attention RBN listeners who suffer from excruciating joint pain. If you are interested in suppressed but amazingly effective traditional arthritis remedies, this will be the single most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. Recently, a scientist who specializes in ancient medicine has discovered a 3,000-year-old arthritis remedy that has been proven in studies to not only relieve joint pain and inflammation, but also to rebuild damaged cartilage as well. And the amazing thing is just how fast it works. In fact, relief for me came in less than a week. Now, because of the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made for this ancient remedy. However, it is still legal to own it, and right now a small amount is available to our listeners. Keep in mind, shipments get filled on a first-come, first-served basis, so it's important that you take immediate action by going to www.321relief.com. And the best part? RBN listeners pay absolutely nothing today. Simply go to 321relief.com. That's www.321relief.com, or call 815-259-4555. For details.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Okay, guys. Welcome back to Truth Hurts Radio. This is your host, Charles Giuliani. We do have our guest on the line, Mr. Howard Zinn. Retired history professor. I believe he was with Boston University. Is that right,
That's
Dr.
right. You're absolutely right.
And you retired rather recently, right? Just the past few years or so?
No, I retired years ago. Years and years ago.
Oh, really?
But,
oh, okay.
Yeah, but only from teaching. Not from life.
Yeah, exactly. In fact, you usually wind up working more after retirement than before, don't you?
Well, yeah, I've been pretty busy since then. I've sort of become a freelance teacher, you might say. I go around the country and speaking, and so I don't lack for students, you might say, except that I don't have to grade papers or talk to administrative officers.
There
so
you go.
It's okay.
Makes it a little easier.
Yeah.
Less stressful. But anyway, I had you on to talk mostly about what is one of my favorite books, and I'm sure many people have told you that over the years, Your People's History of the United States, which has become an absolute classic. And, you know, basically just to give the summary of it, I mean, it covers so much, you know, there's only so much you can talk about in a half an hour, but what you do there, for those that have not read the book, is, you know, you start from the beginning. You just follow right through the whole history of the country, and you show how the underdog, whether it be the poor, whether it be minority groups, women, whatever, you know, have have always been oppressed in this country at one time or other, sometimes nonstop.
Yes. And, of course, what I want to do in the book, what I hope I'm doing in the book, is emphasize not only the oppression, not only the victimization, but the resistance, the remarkable courage of people who have fought back, and the work of the whistleblowers, of the people who exposed the crimes that were done against ordinary people by people in power. You know, starting with the first whistleblower of them all, Bartolomé de las Casas, who was the Spanish priest who blew the whistle on Columbus, and who was there while Columbus and the Spaniards were committing atrocities against Native Americans on Hispaniola, and Las Casas wrote about this, exposing this and denouncing these cruelties. So we have people like him in the book, and we have fugitive slaves, and we have women who were rebelling against the conditions of the workers in the early textile mills. You know, the girls who went to work in the textile mills of New England at the age of 12, and they could die at the age of 25. They worked so hard. And generally, resistors of all kinds, dissidents of all kinds, anti-war people, working people who went out on strike, and socialists and anarchists, and the people who are left out of the traditional history books. And I know who was left out because I studied the traditional history books. I mean, that's what my field was. And I had my doctorate from Columbia University in history, but nowhere in my historical training did anybody tell me in any of the books that were assigned to me or any of my lectures, nobody told me about Mother Jones, that is a, you know, 82-year-old woman who organized mine workers in the South and in the West. And nobody told me that Helen Keller was not just, you know, somebody who overcame handicaps, but that Helen Keller was a socialist, and that she agitated against the United States going into a war in 1917. So, I wanted to fill in those huge gaps that were left by traditional history books and tell what I think are really inspiring stories of Americans who resisted oppression, who fought for justice, you know, black people who refused to accept that condition. Sure, you can talk about black people being victimized and being lynched and being enslaved and being segregated, and that's all true, but you also have to talk about the black people who, under the most difficult, impossible conditions, fought back, you know, like Frederick Douglass or W.B. Du Bois or Mrs. Fannie Lou Hamer in Mississippi. And so these are the stories I wanted to tell in this book.
Yeah, and I think you did a very good job. There really, prior to that, wasn't much out there. Wasn't anything out there, really, of that kind. Of course, when you go by the mainstream history books, all you get is the propaganda that everything we've ever done, our government has ever done, has been for the betterment of humanity. And, you know, we've had this phony image that we're the heroes, and it's just not the case. Yeah. I mean, not only have we done harm around the world, but right here with our own people.
Yeah, well, that's right. Harm to ourselves, huh? And harm to working people, harm to Native Americans. I mean, this expansion of the United States power, which is now taking place in the Middle East, and which is certainly not doing any good for the people of Iraq, and also not doing any good for the people of the United States. They are dying, and we are dying. Our children are dying. But this is something that started way back. It's not something new. It started with the expulsion of the Indians from this continent. After all, it was their land. That it's, you know, it's nice to celebrate the pilgrims and the Puritans and so on. But the fact is, they came into land that was already occupied. And when these people resisted and wanted to hold on to their land, well, they were very often slaughtered, or they were pushed into corners of the country and then into reservations. And so,
and then they had the call to call them the savages.
That's right. That's exactly right. So it's a matter, I think, of being honest about our history. And I must say this, sometimes when you do that, when you are open and honest about the fact that the United States government committed atrocities against the Indians, took land from the Mexicans in the Mexican War, sent Marines into the Caribbean to overthrow governments, supported dictatorships around the world, sent our young people into war for no good reason, as in Vietnam, as now in Iraq. When you talk about that, sometimes people say, oh, my God, you're talking against America. You're anti-American.
Yeah, you hate America.
Yeah, you hate America. And one of the things, though, that I need to absolutely make clear, and I try to make clear, is no, not at all. This is not anti-American, because the government is not America. The president is not America. Bush and Cheney are not America. Exxon is not America. The great rich corporations are not America. America is the people of the country. And when the government acts against the interests of the people, the government is being anti-American.
Absolutely. But yet they use that rhetoric quite heavily now. Oh, I guess they always have, but more so than ever now. They're trying to use the color of law to silence their opposition so they can continue with these same crimes that have been going on from the start.
And one way they do it is to instill fear into people. The word terrorist is used. I mean, count the number of times Bush, when he makes a speech, uses the word terrorism and war against terrorism. And sure, a terrorist attack occurred on September 11th. But what has happened then is that the Bush administration used that attack as a way of creating a climate of fear all across the country and using that climate of fear to justify the United States going to war, sending our troops first to Afghanistan, then to Iraq, and using that climate of fear to justify violating the constitutional liberties of people, detaining people.
They referred to it as a great opportunity, didn't they? To them, what's a tragedy for the rest of the nation, to them, is the time to celebrate. Wow, we're going to get what we want now.
That's right. It's a great opportunity for them to get what they want, for them to expand, for them to restrict people's liberties, for them to make huge sums of money, to give contracts to corporations. You know, I mean, Blackwater has become notorious in Iraq.
Sure.
Halliburton, and they have made huge sums of money on government contracts. There are billions of dollars unaccounted for, and the American taxpayer is paying the price. Americans are paying the price in two ways. Our young people dying and being mutilated, and then paying the price of an enormous debt which has been incurred by the United States because of this war. It's estimated that at least $1 trillion is the cost of the war in Iraq. Now, imagine what could be done with $1 trillion for the people of the United States and for people in other parts of the world. And we could have free health care for everybody, no premiums, no payments, no insurance companies. We could have absolutely free health care. We could have child care. We could have free college tuition. We could have decent housing. We could have the government give employment to people who cannot be employed by private employers who are left out in the cold.
Right.
Imagine what $1 trillion could do.
There's no need. There's no shortage of money in this country. There's no need for anyone in this country to be going hungry.
No.
And yet you're seeing all these foreclosures on mortgages. It's horrible. The economy is just falling apart, isn't it?
There was this, just in today's times, there was a really heart-rending story by Bob Herbert, who's a columnist for the New York Times. And I mean, people can get, I think you can get it online, probably. People are more sophisticated than I am about getting things online. And but Bob Herbert has a story about this woman who's sick and old, and she has no resources, and she wants to hold on to her house. She doesn't want to lose her house. She just wants to die in that house. And so these mortgage people come around, and they talk her into getting a mortgage on the house, which she can't afford to pay. And this is happening all over the country.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
You know, the government has a duty to see that people have decent housing. Franklin Roosevelt, one of his most famous expressions was at the time of the Depression, he says, one-third of the people in this country are ill-fed, ill-clothed, ill-housed. And he tried to do something about that. The New Deal tried to do something about that. They subsidized housing. They created housing projects. They enabled people to live in decent housing and pay very low rents because the government was making up the difference. But now the word that comes from the White House, and unfortunately the Democrats go along with this too.
Yeah, they sure are, aren't they?
Oh, the government, we mustn't have the government do things. They say, oh, we mustn't have big government. Well, this is ridiculous. Government has always been big, and government needs to be big in order to do the things it needs to do. Nobody says we mustn't have the government run the post office. The post office is one of the most efficient things. Or we mustn't have Social Security. Well, that's big government. Now, I was the recipient of one of the greatest things that government has done, and that is, you know, I'm a veteran of World War II. I was in the Air Force. I came out of the Air Force. And there was the GI Bill of Rights. The GI Bill of Rights enabled millions of veterans like me to have a free college education, pay no tuition.
Wow.
And, that was a government program. It was efficiently run. It did wonderful things for the people of this country. And so all this talk about, oh, the government mustn't do this and the government mustn't do that, they want the government to do things when the government does stuff for the corporations, but they don't want the government to do things when the government does things for poor people or for veterans, you know. So
right.
There's a lot of re-education that needs to go on in this country.
It's astonishing that, you know, you could go through everything this administration has done and said from day one, and it's all been in the interests of the big corporations. I mean, previous administrations, the same thing, but at least some of the stuff they did served the public. But I can't put my finger on anything that this administration has done that you could even remotely imply serves the interest of the public. Anyway, we have a caller
sure.
running out of time here. Let me take
sure.
him real quick. This is Daniel from British Columbia. Welcome to the show, Dan.
Oh, yes. Yes. Good morning, gentlemen. I have a question for Professor Sim.
Yes.
It would seem to me that you missed one of the most egregious and heinous crimes perpetuated against the American government on its own people was 9/11.
Yes.
Which was clearly a false flag inside job. I mean, there's a mountain of evidence. Only an idiot would believe the official 9 box cutter, you know, terrorist being directed from a cave in Afghanistan is absurd. So what my question to you is, would you describe yourself as a left gatekeeper or 9/11 denier like Noam Chomsky and Amy Goodman?
Well, I'm not a denier of
what
any
mean a denier.
Let him answer the question. But basically, he's asking you, how do you feel?
No,
about
I understand. I understand the question very well. You know, there are people like this caller who believe that 9/11 was an inside job. You know,
it's
by
not
Bush.
A belief; it's a fact.
Well, I know, but
fact.
Well, people.
Okay, well, let him answer. Yeah. Let him.
People have beliefs. Always say that they're facts. Now, the truth is, I don't know who's responsible for 9/11. And
well, open your eyes.
And well, yeah, but to me, the most important thing is, you see, most important thing is not exactly who was responsible. I could believe anything, but the important thing is what the Bush administration did when they made use of 9/11. They used 9/11 in order to terrorize the country. They used 9/11.
Yes, it's a pretext for going.
That's
for
right.
Yeah, yeah,
that's
let's,
right.
Let's,
they used
let's
it as a pretext for going to war and for curtailing our liberties. And to me, that's the most important thing about 9/11, because I don't want to get into arguments.
But not the murder of 3,000 American citizens? That means nothing?
No, that means a lot,
the
of course.
Treasonous murder of 3,000 American citizens?
But I might point out that 3,000 Americans died in the Twin Towers. Hundreds of thousands have died in Iraq as a result of our war. And that is the result of the government using 9/11 and using the deaths of those 3,000 people to justify war. So, you know, I don't want to get into what I think are sort of fruitless arguments about exactly, you know, who conspired to bring about 9/11. Those arguments are...
Well, let me say this. You know, I actually agree with the caller. I see this as an inside job. I see the government having done a lot of things like this in the past. But I see what you're saying, too, about Dr. Zinn. In a sense, it doesn't matter, because either way, they're criminals. I mean,
I think
you can really make a clear case, undeniable, that they let this happen. They saw it coming and let it happen. Nobody can deny that. And they've taken advantage of it ever since to engage in all kinds of crimes against humanity, and this has got to stop. Okay, we'll short break. We'll be right back.
Okay.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our Renewable Energy Solar Program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our Renewable Energy Solar System converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Okay, guys, welcome back to Truth Hurts Radio. This is your host, Charles Giuliani. We're joined by Dr. Howard Zinn. Unfortunately, we've only got a few more minutes left here, but appreciate you coming on, though. This is...
Well, I'm glad you invited me.
Yeah, this is so important for people to get the real perspective of, you know, what's been going on here. We've just been propagandized left and right, and, you know, it makes sense.
But people are catching on, don't you think?
Oh, I
more
think
and more
so.
People are learning. I mean, now most of the country is against the war. most of the country is against Bush. The people who haven't learned, unfortunately, are the leaders of the Democratic Party, who have been very, very cautious about the idea of getting out of Iraq. We should be getting out of Iraq immediately. Dennis Kucinich is about the only candidate who has said that. And, you know, we shouldn't be talking about timetables, getting out a year from now, getting out 18 months from now. Every day we delay getting out, more people die. So
yeah, there's a few others in there, not many. But are you familiar with Ron Paul? Or?
Well, yeah, Ron Paul has had a good position on the war. You know,
yeah.
And, you know, Richardson also. So there are a few people, but the leading contenders have been very wishy-washy on this issue. And when people are dying, you can't afford to be wishy-washy.
Right. Well, I mean, you know, you look at who's funding them, and now it all fits together and makes sense. It's the same big corporations that profit from these wars.
Exactly, exactly.
And also control our media.
Yeah, well, yeah. You know, there was a. I'll just end with this thing, with this thought. During the Vietnam War, there was an artist who made up a poster for the anti-war movement. The poster had simple words on it. It said, "War is good for business. Invest your son." Very chilling, but very true. Well, thanks so much for having me on the program, and good luck to you.
Yeah, same to you, Dr. Zinn. Once again, thanks for coming on. And
sure.
Do you have any more books you plan on coming out with? I know you just came out with one recently, right?
There's one called A Power Governments Cannot Suppress.
Yeah, that's the one.
Yeah, power, yeah. So, well, thanks for mentioning my books, and good luck to you. Okay.
Okay, you too. Thank you, sir.
Bye.
Bye-bye. All right, guys, there goes Dr. Howard Zinn. I wanted to ask him one last question, but I guess he's limited on time. But as some of you might recall, I had Michael Parente on, months ago, I don't know, back in May or whatever it was. And I was just blown away when he said, oh, yeah, it wouldn't surprise me that 9/11 was an inside job. This is right in keeping with, you know, how they've operated in the past. He says, yeah. He says, I have a big problem with Building 7. And he says, you know, I think if you're going to make a case, that's something to focus on, because he says there's no accounting for that building coming down. He says that's a controlled demolition, if you ask me. Anyway, so in the course of the conversation, I mentioned Howard Zinn, because I knew that he had, you know, been in touch with him in the past. And he said that, Howard did sign a petition to reopen a 9/11 investigation. So, you know, I wouldn't necessarily think, you know, label him as a gatekeeper, quote unquote. I don't think he's a Chomsky type. I think it's just something he's not focused on. He's just for human rights. He's for stopping governments from abusing people. And, you know, he is right. As horrific as 9/11 is, I'm not minimizing it. It's the greatest act of treason in the history of this country. But relatively speaking, it's really not that major when you look at the deaths that have been inflicted in foreign countries, particularly by this government. You know, look at millions, guys, have died in Iraq. Millions of people have been murdered in Iraq. For what? For nothing. So, you know, I think that's what he's looking at. He's looking at the bigger picture. Let's just stop government abuses, period, across the board. And if you can do that, there won't be any 9/11s. Whether it's the government doing it or not is the way he views it. Anyway, okay, guys, have a great evening. Got another great guest lined up for tomorrow. We'll see you then.
With recent internet.